Well, I'm not never wanting to do anything by halves. I had a bit of downtime. Obviously 2020's production schedule got a bit out of whack, and so we finished doing Bachelorette quite late. Then I shot a documentary after that, and then I thought, what's a good thing to do in my break? I know, I'll get a hip replacement. So I'm currently 2 weeks out of surgery. I know, buddy. Just juggling painkillers.
You're only young, though. What? How bad's your hip? What did you do to your hip?
Oh, just, you know, so arthritis doesn't really discriminate.
Yeah, wow.
For me, and I know how much wrestling is involved with little kids.
Yeah.
Because our eldest is quite past that part now.
Yeah.
But I know how much, you know, down on the ground wrestling work needed to happen when she was about 10 or 11. And I'm looking at Wolf going, man, in 10 years from now, I would not be able to get down on the ground. Yeah. I better get this done now so that, because it was already pretty bad.
And right now, he's being wheeled in a pram, and in 10 years' time, if you didn't have your hip looked at, he'd be wheeling you around?
You know it. You know it. and, you know, I'm raising money for World Bicycle Relief this Christmas, mm-hmm. which a charity that I absolutely love. There's, you know, basically people's ability to succeed in their life is limited only really by what, you know, how far they can get from their house. Now, you and I and my wife, and like we have bicycles and cars and a scooter or a Vespa or a motorbike or whatever. Like, our school might be 12 Ks away, but that's no problem. We can get there in 10 minutes, right?
Mm.
If you're fanging it. but there's parts of the world where, you know, your ability to succeed in life is absolutely limited by how far you can walk in a day. And so if it's a difference between walking 3 hours to go to school and then walking 3 hours to get back, and you know, the danger that you might experience on that walk, you end up might not going to school. And then, you know, as we all know, those decisions that happen early in our lives then impact the rest of our lives. The same, like, as far as business things. But there's this amazing invention called the bicycle, which I love. I love bicycles. I've been loving bicycles since I was Wolfie's age. And with the gift of a bicycle, that's right, Wolfie, with the gift of a bicycle, we can absolutely change people's lives. So I've been, you know, raising money for these people by basically wishing people Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday, Will You Marry Me, all kinds of things on Cameo. It's been really
fun. Well done. How cool.
Have you had to do any odd, strange shout outs? We did have the
ring announcer. The ring announcer. The breakup the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I have done. There was one bloke who was leaving a massive job. I won't say in which industry, but he was moving into politics, and it was his way of announcing to his staff that he was leaving every, you know, it was just going to play it at a big staff meet, like this full all staff meeting of a couple of hundred people. And he was going to play it on the video to go, and this is where I'm going next. And I was the one that was going to announce it.
So good. It's amazing. Yeah.
There is at least a proposal, at least one proposal in play, but I can't speak about it too much because it's still in play, which is pretty exciting. There's a lot of Merry Christmases, a lot of that sort of thing, but it's great fun. I mean, you don't have to. You can just go straight to worldbicyclerelief.org.au/OsherGinsberg and you can donate there. We're trying to buy 250 bikes for Christmas.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, you know, you think about when you got a bike for Christmas, it was rad. You kind of fang up around your street with your mates, and you were suddenly, you know, remember that freedom when suddenly, oh, I don't have to wait for mum and dad. I can just go.
Once you learn how to ride, though, because I remember my first bike was into the wall. Like, you know, like, let's, you know.
But it's like life. You go where you look, mate. Bicycles is a great metaphor for everything.
Yeah.
You wherever you're focused, that's where you'll end up. If you look at the telephone pole, you look at the wheelie bin, you'll end up in the wheelie bin. All right. But if you look at the gap, you'll end up in the gap.
Brilliant.
Same with surfing. Same with life.
Where were you when I was six? You know, where were you then?
We want to encourage you along the surf coast, just like Osher. This is the season to just give. It's all about giving. World Bicycle Relief. Osher Ginsberg, throw your support behind him. And mate, so glad we could catch up one final time in 2020. Don't be a stranger. We'll chat to you next year.
Yeah, no worries. And if you want me to say happy birthday or Merry Christmas or whatever to your grandma and grandpa, just go on Cameo, which is an app you find on your phone. Throw a couple of bucks towards World Bicycle Relief and I'll sing you a song. It's that easy.